88.3 Southern FM.
Coming up right now is the Space Show. First up, we have Space Show News. Last night, the federal government presented its 2022 budget. The Space Show has scoured the budget papers to find all references to space and astronomy. Well, here is what we found. Space is mentioned in the defence budget allocations, but how much is devoted to space is not specified. There's also an allocation for liability for damages caused by space and certain other high-power rocket activities, and that allocation remains unchanged from previous years. And that is to a maximum value of $3 billion above an insured level. The responsible party is required to insure against or take financial responsibility for damage to third parties capped at $100 million. And I do wonder whether Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer, was aware that as he spoke, it was the 50th anniversary of the liability treaty. That's mentioned in the budget papers, but not in his speech. So what are we talking about here, the 50th anniversary of the treaty? Well, it was signed by the United States, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, signed in Washington, a convention on international liability for damage caused by space objects. And the three nations are depository states for the treaty, to which many other nations later added their signatures, including, of course, Australia. The convention complements two earlier treaties governing man's space activities, that is the Outer Space Treaty of 1967 and the Astronaut Rescue Agreement of 1968. So back to the budget. Well, the government will provide $1.3 billion from the 2021-22 and $38.8 million per year ongoing to grow the Australian space sector and space manufacturing industry. Now that funding includes $1.2 billion from the 2021-22 and $38.5 million per year ongoing to establish a national space mission for Earth observation to secure access to key Earth observation data streams, build Australia's sovereign capability, and enter agreements with international partners, including for the procurement and operation of Australian cross-calibration radiometer satellites. So the Earth Sciences get the major portion of that funding. The budget also allocates $65.7 million over 5 years from the 2021-22 to set the conditions for rocket launch from Australia and fast-track the launch of space assets and research projects by Australian businesses and researchers. There's $12.1 million over 5 years from the 2021-22 and $300,000 per year ongoing to remove cost recovery requirements under the Space Launches and Returns Act of 2018 and to undertake a regulatory reform program to streamline interactions with industry. And we did mention that last week on the Space Show. And there's $9.5 million over 2 years from 2021-22 to develop a space strategic update to provide direction on future funding opportunities and align Australia's space efforts. $3 million in the 2022-23 to extend the International Space Investment Initiative and continue building relationships with international space agencies. Now, rather interestingly, many aspects of the budget allocations for space are marked NFP. And I had to look up what that means. It's identified in the budget papers as meaning not for publication, NFP. And why is that? Well, the budget paper says due to commercial in confidence sensitivities. So what's marked NFP? Well, they include support for the Australian space industry from the budgets of the Department of Industry, Science, Energy and Resources, the Bureau of Meteorology, the Department of Defence, the Department of Finance, CSIRO, that's the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, and Geoscience Australia, all not for publication. Well, some of the space funding was announced on the 3rd of March when MP Angus Taylor announced an investment of $20 million in a job-creating satellite manufacturing hub in South Australia. This is to be located at Australian Space Park at Adelaide Airport. At the same time, it was stated the South Australian government would also contribute $20 million towards the $66 million project. The aim is to make South Australia the largest manufacturer of satellites in Australia. Well, Angus Taylor said the federal government has committed more than $850 million to the civil space sector since establishing the Australian Space Agency in 2018. In one of its glossy budget brochures, the Treasurer explains that the National Space Mission for Earth Observation will provide data that is critical for emergency responders in times of natural disasters. I wonder if he means crucial rather than critical. It supports more reliable weather forecasting and helps farmers better manage our land and water resources. The $1.2 billion will be used to enhance our space capability and develop Australian-made satellites. Elsewhere in the glossy brochure is a mention of the Quad Partnership with India, Japan and the United States, and of course Australia. The group is cooperating on space issues, according to the budget statement. In this year's Women's Budget Statement, there is talk of supporting women who enter the emerging space industry. Several budgeted initiatives aim at increasing female participation in a number of industries. Now, unlike in previous federal budgets, there appears to be no mention of funding for astronomy, nor is there any mention of the thing that was a big deal last year, which is for global positioning systems. And nor is there any sign of money for Scott Morrison's Australian astronaut. Well, that's not surprising, since the Australian Space Agency says that it will be at least 10 years before an Aussie flies in space. Well, this has been the news on The Space Show.